Good morning. 7:25 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 5th, 2019. I've got the metronome going this morning, tried to keep my pace up. I need to try to get these down to under 19 minutes. I don't think that's going to happen today, but you never know. The treadmill in the evening is a real workout. I'm not exactly sure why it's so much more of a workout there. It may be just because the ventilation is better outdoors. But when I finish my walk on the treadmill, I'm literally awash in sweat. And it's set at 3 minutes a mile. Not 3 minutes a mile, 20 minutes a mile, 3 miles an hour. So yeah, those walks are exactly 40 minutes long. But I come away just weak in the knees and thighs, drenched. So they're working. I haven't weighed in a few days. I need to do that. So yesterday's priority was to deal with the window well in the cellar. And I've dealt with that. It was some running around, some measuring. And I had to place a special order because the window well is not a standard size. Well, it's not a standard size that Lowe's carries, let's put it that way. So I had to order a custom one, and the custom one will be 10 times more than the off-the-shelf one that won't fit. But I spent a little bit extra and got the hail-proof one. So if we get hit with another hailstorm, I don't have to worry about the cover cracking or breaking. I could have just bought a sheet of plywood and cut a half circle out of it and placed it on there, but I really like to have the light, so my initial thought of getting a half a sheet of fiberglass, corrugated fiberglass, and standing it up there, when I realized what that was going to look like, I thought, no. So sunk cost, paid for it already. I just have to pick it up next week. So yesterday afternoon, I posted about in the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper Facebook group a book recommendation for a book that is way outside my normal read. L.D. Lewis's A Ruin of Shadows And there are a bunch of things that make it outside my normal read. First of which is really short. It's like 66 pages. So it's barely a novelette. I think it's shorter than a novella. I don't. It's hard to judge on pages because the pages really depends on how many words on a page, how small the print, how big the paper. And I honestly did not look at it. If it's 8.5 by 11 single spaced at 10-point font, that's a lot of words. That's a lot of words. And the book feels a lot longer. Books this length are usually like a one sitting read for me. And yet I've gone back to this one at least 4 times. Now part of it is I haven't had a good sit down and read for a week. And part of it is it's a really dense story. It's really engaging. It's really thick and chewy. There's a lot of stuff that happens in every paragraph. And so the craft of it is just, it's just amazing. But I got into trouble because I told people how I found the book, which was by trolling in waters that I seldom venture into. Now, for reasons that I can't go into, I'm really interested in editors who do magazines. So I was looking for people who are outside the normal editor, all of the science fiction editors that we know and love or hate, depending on who they are and who you are and whether you've had to work with them in the past and if that was a good thing or a bad thing. To look at some of the people who are working in the background, working in the shadows, working in the underrepresented areas of speculative fiction. So people of color, women of color especially, the gay, queer, lesbian, quilt bag, non-binary, whatever label or non-label, because that's a space where there isn't a lot of overlap with straight white dudes like me. If I look back at the books that I've read in the last 3 years, a lot of them were written by women. Most of them, virtually all, white. White women, white men. I don't know if everybody is straight because it's not something that I look into when stories come across my page, but most of the people that I know are straight and white. And I read a lot of women writers, but I don't read a lot of women of color. I don't read people who are writing stories like Gwen Spencer has a series about a gay protagonist. I shouldn't use that word, I think. Homosexual, I'm not sure. That's a technical term, and I'll use that rather than try to stumble along on what may be a pejorative. But I don't remember whether this character was male or female. But I do remember it was somebody who was a homosexual. And I love those books. I love those stories. I don't know if Gwen Spencer is still writing because they were all published. I think they were published by, well, I want to say Bain, but that doesn't seem right. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk Post. I do a tour. It was one of the regulars. It was one of the books that I picked up off a shelf at Barnes & Noble. Several books I picked up off the shelf at Barnes & Noble. Wen Spencer, W-E-N-S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Great stories. Try to get back on the beat here because I got off the metronome. But they were really good. But beyond that, I don't remember any that have been written by indies who are what I would call an underrepresented voice, beyond the fact that they're indies, and indies seem to be underrepresented in the literary circles at large. Something that doesn't really bother me. So, after the Nebulous, I've been looking around, trying to find people who are operating in this space, people who are magazine editors in particular, or have been magazine editors in the past, or might be in a position where they could be aspiring to be a magazine editor, or something like that. And I'm looking at writers who are not the same writers that I keep seeing over and over and over. I see about 50 writers that I see over and over again. And most of them are white, and in space opera most of them are men. In lit RPG most of them are men. Although I have a recommendation for one that's done by a man and a woman, which looks like it might be intriguing. I haven't gotten to it yet. My TBR list is growing by leaps and bounds. But I subscribe to a couple of magazines. And I still have trouble with short stories because I don't find them satisfying. So I posted this book, A Ruin of Shadows, L.D. Lewis, on the Golden Age Soul Cliver, and I mentioned to, this is how I found this book. Because I'm going into these spaces where I'm not normally looking for something that's new, that's good, that's by somebody that I don't know. And while there's a lot of short stories out there, finding novels is difficult. However, I found this one, and I was so blown away, I just needed to come back and tell you all about it. And I had a couple of guys, because it's always guys, take umbrage with the fact that I was recommending a book because it was written by a black woman, a lesbian black woman, a black lesbian, something. Anyway, I don't look at a book to see, I don't look at the author to see what's between their legs before I decide whether or not to read the book. Well, you know what? I don't either. I read the book, and if I like the book, that's great. But the reality is, black lesbians are not in my normal circle of acquaintance. I don't have anything against them. I think they're wonderful people. They don't need me creeping on them. I learned from Phyllis Menocchi back in Colby in, Jesus, I don't know, 77, 78, that for a lot of things involving women, a guy's role is to sit back, shut up, listen, and if needed, hold their coat while they kick ass. Beyond that, you know, they're people. But there are times when my role in the world is to sit down, shut up, listen, and hold coat. Simple. My life is much easier. And these two guys started going in. It's like, well, whoa, 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 da, da, da. It's like, no, you don't understand. Why should we care? Well, A, you probably shouldn't care. But B, you might want to be aware that there are stories and places where stories are being told that are really cool, that are really good stories. They're really interesting stories about really interesting people doing really interesting things. And because those spaces do not intersect with white, straight, male readers, you're missing them. And so, yes, this is not one of those spaces where I'm going to let stories go by based on the fact that you don't think black lesbians need to have their stories shared among straight white people. Can you tell I'm a little peeved? I mean, I get it, up to a point. But this argument is sort of like proving why I need to do this. It's not like I'm giving them some kind of, oh, special dispensation for the gay black woman. No, I do the same thing with straight white guys. I do the same thing with straight white women. I do the same thing with all kinds of new authors when I find them. And they have interesting stories to tell. I share them. Share them here. Share them in a Facebook group. I share them on Twitter once in a while. The fact that these guys are going, well, this is kind of lame. This is like judging the book by the cover on steroids or something. I was really close to having a couple guys walk home last night. Let me say that. I didn't. I haven't yet. Let's put it that way. It's not to say I won't. Let's see what today brings. But right at the moment, today has brought me to the back gate. The point where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.